This is a special series of Bible studies on the Gospel of Mark. It was done at the request of the Far East Broadcasting Company. The scripture reading is done by my good friend Ken Brooks. Yes, this is the Emmaus Bible Hour, a program for you and your family, a time to study the Bible together. Mark gives us the picture of Christ as the willing servant, yielding active, prompt obedience at every moment of his life. This gospel is believed to have been written in Italy for the Romans, and that Mark received his information from Peter. Peter's words to Cornelius form a perfect summary of the book. God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. That's Acts 10:38. A.M. Hodgkin gives this as his introduction to a brief study on the book of Mark. Yesterday, we continue our study in the Gospel of Mark. We're ready to look at Mark chapter 1, verses 16 to 18. Here's Ken Brooks, and he's reading from the New American Standard Bible.
And as he was going along by the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and Andrew, the brother of Simon, casting a net in the sea, for they were fishermen. And Jesus said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you become fishers of men." And they immediately left the nets and followed him.
Yes, many fishermen lived along the shores of the Sea of Galilee. One writer who lived about that time said there were 330 fishing boats on the Sea of Galilee. Ordinary people in Palestine seldom ate meat, but they often ate fish. When children ask for food, they ask for bread and fish. A soldier's pay was called fish money. And so these men were engaged in a good business. But Jesus came to these busy men one day and called them. He didn't say, "I have some theories I want to tell you about." No, he said, "Follow me." And basically, this was it. They followed him. And they trusted him. They went on to serve him, to become fishers of men. And it wasn't what they were that day that really counted. It was what he was going to make out of them. They were willing to believe him, to follow him, and he did the rest. Now Mark 1, verses 19 and 20.
And going a little farther, he saw James the son of Zebedee and John his brother, who were also in the boat mending the nets. And immediately he called them, and they left their father in the boat with the hired servants and left to follow him.
The fact that they had hired servants seems to indicate that the sons of Zebedee were a little better off financially. But the Lord calls rich and poor, and sometimes the rich have a harder time leaving the nets. But here we see two men who made a right decision. They left their father, they left their nets, and they followed the Lord Jesus. Peter and Andrew, James and John. They'd made the greatest decision of their lives. These men were busy when they were called. They were not sitting down by the seashore daydreaming. They were men of action. The Lord Jesus called them to the greatest task in the world, and he still calls busy, successful people to forsake all and follow him. Possibly he's speaking to you right now. Verses 21 through 24.
And they went into Capernaum, and immediately on the Sabbath he entered the synagogue and began to teach. And they were amazed at his teaching, for he was teaching them as one having authority, and not as the scribes. And just then there was in their synagogue a man with an unclean spirit. And he cried out, saying, "What do we have to do with you, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God."
The Lord Jesus often went into the synagogue. The service there was simple. It consisted of prayer, reading of the Old Testament, and then teaching from it. There was no music or singing. The Lord Jesus taught them with authority. He was the God-man, and he had a message. It's not surprising that Satan raised his voice in opposition. The unclean spirit recognized the Lord Jesus. He calls him the Holy One of God. The unclean spirit wanted to be left alone. Satan always wants to be left alone. The Lord Jesus had come on the scene to seek and to save the lost. He had invaded Satan's territory. The Lord Jesus commanded the unclean spirit to come out. The demon threw the man into convulsions and then came out. The Lord Jesus has all power. After being in the temple, he went on to the house of Peter and healed his wife's mother. The Apostle Peter was a married man, and there are indications that his wife went along with him on some of the work, from a passage that we read in 1 Corinthians. But here, his mother-in-law is healed by the great physician. The Lord Jesus went out then into the street and healed. Mark 1:33 and 34.
The whole city had gathered at the door, and he healed many who were ill with various diseases, and cast out many demons. And he was not permitting the demons to speak, because they knew who he was.
And so the Lord Jesus in this chapter healed in the synagogue, in Peter's house, and in the street outside. I think this was a very special day in the life of the Apostle Peter, a day that he never forgot as the Lord Jesus worked in his hometown, in the synagogue, in the street, and yes, then in his own home. Peter had followed. Peter had believed. And now he had seen the Lord Jesus work. He made no mistake in following the Lord Jesus. No one makes a mistake to follow and believe in the Savior. And remember, he's still calling. He's still saying, "Follow me." One last verse that I'd like you to look at in this chapter. After this busy day, this day of action, we read of the Lord Jesus in verse 35.
And in the early morning, while it was still dark, he arose and went out and departed to a lonely place and was praying there.
Yes, the day before had been a busy one. And some of us might have used this as an excuse to sleep a little longer. But the Lord Jesus was up. He was awake while it was still dark. Someone has put it, the hilltop was his chamber, and the darkness his bolted door. And we read that Peter and the others went out and hunted for him. It's a very strong word that's used here. They really searched. And I don't think Peter ever forgot that experience either. The Lord Jesus had been very busy in a public ministry, and yet always he made time for the quiet place. The quiet time. I wonder, is there a lesson here for us?
Still of the night.